scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So did you go to a wedding over the weekend?
I didn't, but like you did, right?
I went to a wedding reception.
Oh, okay.
So they had gotten married a few months ago, but they had like a local family reception, which was fun. But apparently a lot of people did because Saturday, August 18th was the most popular wedding day of the year, with 28,633 couples getting married, according to the website The Knot.
That's a lot of marriage.
Why, though? Why is it happening?
Because people want to get married.
Yeah, but like why why all on August 18th?
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe...
Is it the 8-18-18 thing?
Oh, I bet... Honestly, I bet that was a big part of it.
It's not quite a palindrome.
I mean,
whatever.
I would have thought June would be a bigger month, but we didn't have 6-16, you know, 6-16-16 this year.
That's true.
So everything
moved to August. I guess it's one of those that's... I feel like a guy planned this. Because for every guy, it is hard to remember the anniversary day.
Yeah.
And of course, he's like, well, yeah, we'll just do it on the, which day can I remember? Mm-hmm. Okay, August 18th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that thing, I think
I'll never forget that.
8-18-18, yeah.
There you go.
Watch, he'll end up being 8-8 or something like that.
Right, like he'll still mess it up somehow, but he'll try. Bless his heart. Well, this guy might not have been trying that hard. An Uber driver wound up driving into a river in France. He flipped over.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on a second. I got to read this again. He lost control of his car and drove over a bridge into the river. He didn't flip. I was dramatic, like making it more dramatic than it actually is.
It probably felt like that when you're in
the
car, though.
I wanted to also like see it explode on the way down and, you know.
It's like Dukes of Hazzard. Right, exactly.
But I'm glad actually it didn't explode because there were some passengers in the Uber. They were from London. They pulled the driver to a nearby boat. So the passengers actually did the rescue mission. A boat rescued them. The driver does not know what caused his car to accelerate and jump the bridge.
That's scary.
Uber offered the couple $1,200 for their trouble. I would want more than that.
I would probably want more than that.
Because I bet some clothes got wrecked. I bet they lost some possessions.
Probably. What do you think? Because, you know, I've been on Uber before.
Yeah.
And there's always, it tells you, like, what the driver's, like, rating, but also, like, a little note
it
about them.
It would go down. The rating would go down.
Yeah, but there's that little note that always says, like, oh, they're a great conversationalist.
Right.
Or they're very, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Drove over a bridge and wound up in the river.
He's not good at swimming.
No.
So you may need to rescue him.
You may need to rescue him. Bring a flotation device.
Oh, that's good stuff. But that's trending topics for this morning, and we'll have more stories for you coming up tomorrow. Taylor Swift is on the way next. 98.3 The Coast.